now consider Paris. Paris has always been filled with tourists. And back in the 1960s, the city glowed with a sort of sexy sophistication. That was the time of smoky nightclubs and martinis and actresses like Brigitte Bardot. And that's when a group called Les Double Six began performing their vocal magic. Their album has just been re-released after all these years. The Double Six, as they're known in this country, was the brainchild of a singer named Mimi Perrin. And she says she was inspired by a few American groups who had an intriguing theory. They said, let's make our voices imitate musical instruments. And Perrin thought, well, let's try the same thing in French. So she gathered five other singers together, and they studied, they scrutinized the music of legendary groups like Count Basie and his big band, and they imitated them.
It was very difficult. The voice is special. It's very difficult to sing exactly the notes that have been written for instruments. We had the charts, the orchestration.
You had the sheets of the Count Basie music.
Exactly, exactly. Through Quincy Jones, of course. And we really sang all the notes that the instruments played. It's exactly note for note. And it's not easy with the voice. If you play the piano, you have the keys. Well, if you sing, we only have our vocal cords to sing with, if you see what I mean.
And let's listen now to an example of what you mean. Let us hear your number called Tickletoe, and then we'll talk about it.
Great. Au pas d'affolement, viens dans la foule et tu diras va. Ben, va tout à l'heure, mon ami, sur la panne et bien tu t'en iras là.
Ben, tout de même, moi je ne voudrais pas m'aventer pour un bonhomme mandibulaire, on tape dans le tape. Permettez-moi vous parler de mon aventure avec la bande
ariot. Fou, travaille pas ton patron, viens dans la foule et tu diras va.
This is really amazing. But now, let's hear the original version of Tickletoe that inspired you. Count Basie and his band played this one in 1960, and they didn't do it with voices, they did it with metal instruments.
Yes, of course.
You wrote the lyrics that your group Double Six sang to these original instrument versions. So what are you singing in Tickletoe? What's the basic lyric?
It's about there's a big racketeer and he's trying to get away, but finally he gets shot.
Oh, wow.
That's a sad story.
I thought it was a love song or something.
No.
Could you, by any chance, say a couple of lines in French and then translate them for us in English?
On what? On Tickletoe?
Yeah, or sing them.
Oh, no, I don't sing anymore.
Well, you could say them.
Faufile-toi, voyou, pas d'affolement, viens dans la foule et tout ira. It means, we're here to help you to escape the police that's looking for you.
Uh-huh.
It all depends, you know, because I had to listen to the many, many, many times to the original version, and then an idea came to me. But mostly, French language doesn't swing naturally like the English language. That's why sometimes it's hard to understand. I had to transform it a little, you know, to put the stress, the word stress, on another syllable.
Oh, wait, this is interesting, the idea that the French language doesn't swing, but the English language does swing. What do you mean by that?
Of course. The French language is more fluid, if you see what I mean. Our stress is not accentuated like in English. So that obliged me to put the stress on a French word where it's not there, really, when we talk normally. Among our tunes, there's one called Moaning, and it starts like, t'as pas peur de t'évader de là. T'as pas peur de t'évader de là. Tu ne crois pas que tu n'iras pas. Tu ne crois pas que tu n'iras pas. And the French should be, the correct pronunciation should be Tu n'as pas peur de t'évader de là, which is soft and doesn't put the impact like tape pas peur, where I had to suppress negative word and, you know, if you see what I mean. It's really not easy to explain.
No, that's fascinating. And you're making a lot of Americans feel very happy right now because we think of French as being such a glorious language. It makes us feel a little prouder that we swing.
It is a glorious language, and I love it. But I had to, you know, to twist it a little so that the words would bounce like in English.
Let's now listen to one of your solos. You sang some pretty amazing solos on this album. We're going to hear Scrapple from the Apple. And by the way, will you please tell us when your solo is coming up so we can listen carefully? Here it comes.
Okay, it's Charlie Parker's. It's the first solo. Pour le bâtiment, qu'un pas de me demander. Bah, dites-il, il y a de quoi, comme moi, je connais l'état de bonnet de la bande musique qui m'ont permis de donner le relais. De donner le relais. Quand j'ai vu les filles, il y a d'abord de quoi rentrer en tout liant, tout liant. Je voudrais m'y abonner. Par les dons d'Abel à tout le vrai bonheur de pouvoir y aller là. Tout le temps, ça t'étonnerait de voir qu'on ne parle pas d'ennui, c'est le bonheur de la vie. Car le moment où il n'y a plus rien d'important, quand on ne peut pas prendre de rien prendre du temps, convenez-vous. Mimi Perrin, I don't even know what to say about this solo. You were amazing. Thank you.
You told me before we started recording that you don't sing anymore much. Can you remember singing like this?
Well, sometimes I'm still surprised. But we thought like musicians. We thought, you know, we tried to feel like we had our saxophone, you know, or trombone. I remember when I was on stage and my solo was coming, I had to put my hands like I was holding a saxophone.
That's amazing. And you would play the sax with your hands in the air while you sang.
Yes, in the studio too. It helped to feel like I was inside the instrument and I was Charlie Parker, you know.
Mimi Perrin, thank you very, very much for joining us and for playing this great album. I'm glad they've reissued it after all these many years.
So are we, and thank you for calling me and having this interview. You made my day, let's say.
Well, you made our day. Mimi Perrin created the group called Double Six, and she sang like a sax. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Mimi Perrin has been speaking to us from her home in Paris. Tiens,